Murray announced the decision at a packed news conference. He said he had always expected to finish his term, but then this job opportunity came up.
This was not a post that I sought, and at first I dismissed the idea because the timing was too immediate.
Murray will become president and CEO of the Worcester Chamber of Commerce, making over $200,000 a year. He will resign as lieutenant governor June 2nd and start his new job the next day. Murray has had to fend off numerous controversies in the past 2 years. In November 2011, he totaled his state vehicle in Sterling. He was driving 110 miles an hour just before dawn. He also has ties to former Chelsea Authority Housing Director Michael McLaughlin, who pleaded guilty to federal felony charges of concealing his salary. The state is still investigating McLaughlin's fundraising for Murray. At the news conference, Murray said his resignation has nothing to do with McLaughlin.
This is completely about my family and about a job that provides an opportunity, a unique and special opportunity that's not going to be there.
Governor Patrick had only warm words for Murray, saying he's been an integral part of the administration.
Tim Murray has been a trusted partner and a great friend.
Murray says he's not ruling out a future run for public office, saying the news is full of comeback stories. But right now, he says he's excited to return to Worcester to work on economic development issues. There's no provision in Massachusetts law to fill his post. It will remain vacant until the next election in 2014. At the State House, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.